And I can't ignore this. We've got to address this because it goes to the very heart of a problem that is frightening people in this state. For at least 18 months on the program, we've been campaigning about youth crime and ethnically based problems around youth crime. Now, the likes of Waleed Ali have said that that's racist. What he said has been nonsense. I mean, he denies the ethnic issue, and others do as well. He's very wrong. There's proof of that today. But there is another element as well. As the Herald Sun reports, youth crime is surging. Youth 15 to 19 now have the worst record for crimes against the person. They're the highest offending age group in the worst category. What's the answer? What is the answer here? 96900 693 1313 32. We've got gangs of girls bashing up other girls in shopping centres. Leader newspapers have footage of this. And we've got this. Now, okay, I've been called racist over this, but have a look at these figures from the Youth Parole Board. From the Youth Parole Board. It's a report sneaked out by the state government yesterday and buried in 194 other reports. But it is sneaked out effectively. The Youth Parole Board says that 50%, half of all youth in juvenile detention, so half of all the youth in youth jail, are from Aboriginal background, Maori or Pacific Islander background, East African, mainly Sudanese background. Now that's really disturbing, and it's getting worse. The Youth Parole Board last year said it was about 40%. Now it is 50%. Judge Michael O'Brien is chair of the board. He's not racist. He's raising the figures and concerns because he's looking for answers. So the snapshot here, and you've been telling me this for 2 years. The officials are starting, and I hope the government's catching up. The snapshot is this. Youth crime is up. Crime against the persons, like aggravated burglaries, assaults, are up involving youth. And when it is bad enough to be locked up, half the people being locked up are of the ethnic backgrounds, Aboriginal, Maori Pacific Island, East African Sudanese. We have a youth crime problem. We have an ethnic twist to it. Ignoring it won't fix it. Admit it, recognise it, deal with it. And that starts with Daniel Andrews.